you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Two Montgomery intersections will be closed this morning so crews can repair the train tracks. City officials say that the intersections of Air Base Boulevard and Terminal Road and Mobile Highway and Terminal Road will be closed. These closures will likely be in place into the afternoon. And the Alabama Forestry Commission has issued a fire danger advisory for all 67 counties in the state until we receive rainfall. The commission says current drought conditions and high temperatures have created an atmosphere favorable for wildfires. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As the world's largest oil fields smolder from a drone attack in Saudi Arabia, shutting down 6% of the world's oil supply, President Trump leaning toward blaming Iran.
Farmington, Maine, that is where a major explosion has taken place.
So it started with a propane smell.
With the bankruptcy filing, lawsuits against Purdue will be put on hold. The first step toward what the company and its owners, the Sacklers, call a $10 billion settlement.
This proposed deal isn't worth nearly what they say it is.
Rick Ocasek, the Cars frontman, died from heart disease and emphysema.
Prosecutors in New York have subpoenaed the president's accounting firm for 8 years of both his personal tax returns and his corporate tax returns.
A woman in Missouri is fighting to keep her 3 emotional support monkeys. She says it's for her PTSD.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of food that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. But if you're a first-time caller, you get to be put in there twice. How about them apples? Sweet Creek Farm Market, they're going to be doing this scarecrow contest. You can go down and get registration forms at the produce counter at Sweet Creek Farm Market. It's really, and once they get these things in, you're going to really enjoy taking the kids down and the kind of the festivities. They'll have the pumpkins. They've got the mums there that are spectacular. They'll have the harvest stock so you can decorate your house outside for Halloween. They've got these new Halloween decorations that are unbelievable. They have the Headless Horseman thing that just came out.
Yeah.
That is, man, I was thinking about buying that. And I was going, $218? That's pretty cool, though. You know, it lights up, and the horse wears it, and it hoses it up. I'd scare the hell out of some kids because they won't come up to my house. My front door is too far from the street, and I think they're scared. So what I started doing is I would take the candy and put it out in a bowl at the mailbox and do a little sign, you know, take some, you know, trick or treat. And then some kids would go in there, and by the time you went through about 5 kids, it'd be gone. So I had to go out there and replenish it. And so I've said, I'm not going to do that anymore. Greedy. And we have so many people that trick-or-treat in our neighborhood who don't live in our neighborhood. They just drive in and they go trick-or-treat.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Let's go to Keith from Centuck. Keith, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. I know you guys are doing well.
Well, thank you. How are you doing well?
I'm doing good. I don't know if I've ever called in your show. I talked to Joey on other shows there, but I listen to you every day.
Well, that's good. So you're a first-time caller?
I believe so.
Give me your month and day of birth.
8/16.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? How long have you been listening?
Probably 3 or 4 years.
That's outstanding. What type of work do you do?
I am a building inspector, and I review drawings for the government.
A building inspector for a county?
And a, for the state.
For the state.
I make sure that whenever you and I are getting cut on at a hospital, that all the emergency power is in place so they can continue on with us, and make sure all the safety provisions and life safety code has been completed.
That's good. That's an important job.
It is. It's boring to some folks, but if you like, you know, construction and fire alarms and sprinkler systems and emergency generators, it's pretty interesting.
I like that. Well, somebody's got to do it, and I'm glad you're doing it.
Well, that's right. We make sure that whenever we're getting cut on and everything, that everything's in place, and we don't have to worry about things like that.
I like that, because I definitely, when I'm being cut on, I do not want to be worried about the backup generator.
Yeah, when your heart's laying on a table, we don't want to say, well, we couldn't do nothing because we didn't have enough power. I'll make sure you got all the required power outlets in the room and all the lighting in the room and enough fuel for the tank to finish the day's procedures.
Well, I appreciate the work that you do then. We're going to put your name in for the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market. Get basket. Have you been down to Sweet Creek?
I have not.
Why not?
Well, it's a pretty good haul from Santook down there. It's a long haul just to Montgomery downtown from Santook. But you talk about all the little things they got. I was just thinking, I said, I'm going to call, and I'm going to get my name in the hat, and that'd be a little fun trip for me and my little boy to take down there to go see everything.
I think you will really, really, really enjoy it. It's a wonderful place. They have got great produce there. They have great food. They've got great jams and cookies, and the pecans are going to be coming in a couple of weeks, and they are wonderful.
I heard you mention the jellies and jams. I'm thinking, well, that's like perfect Christmas gift stuff for all the elderly ladies in the family. That would make their day to have something different from somewhere else, something they didn't make. It'd be a nice treat for them.
I think they will really, really enjoy it. So I really appreciate you being a first-time caller. What's on your mind today?
The state of our nation. That's just this is the time we need to be in prayer. I know, you know, I'm not very intellectual with everything going on like you and Joey, but I got enough common sense to know we're in bad shape spiritually as a country. And
I absolutely agree with that.
All I know to do is get on my knees and lift up our country and our leaders, whether we like them or not, to our Heavenly Father for wisdom and guidance, and that's about all I know to do, buddy. I can't get in detail on all the little problems like y'all can, but I just listen to y'all and know we got a lot of problems in our country. Listen to the clips that y'all play, and I tell you, the principalities of darkness are at work. And that's about all I can say about it, buddy.
I'm in total agreement with you. I think that When you boil everything down, you get into a spiritual conflict, is what a lot of things are about.
It is, and I hear people, you know, from church and everywhere else talking about, well, it's the Democrat thing, it's the Republican thing. Well, in my simple, you know, Santook pea brain, I see a lot of these guys as different color feathers, but unfortunately, they own the same bird. And that's kind of how I see it. Not all of them, and I ain't gonna group all of them in there, but unfortunately, a lot of them are. They're all part of the same animal, just, you know, different color bird, different color feather.
Well, Keith, I appreciate your telephone call. I'm in agreement with you. I want you to have a wonderful day. We're gonna do that drawing on Friday. Do you know what time that drawing is?
Yeah, it's it's sometime between 2 and 3, I think, or is it 1?
2:30, somewhere between 2:30 and 2:40 on Friday.
Okay. I'll have you on, buddy, right here, looking at drawings and listening to you while I'm working.
I really appreciate that, Keith. I appreciate you calling in today.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a blessed day. Take care, Joey.
You too, Keith. Thank you.
So you and Keith know each other?
Yeah, he calls all the and Greg's show in particular. We got to know each other.
Good. I like that. Let's get into this New York Times stuff. Nancy Cordes is going to take another bite of the apple. This is CBS This Morning. Watch how she approaches this. Now, we found out that the person who they are quoting as being an eyewitness doesn't remember anything. The person who's saying that they knew about it is an attorney who's never testified before anybody, never has come out before, and how they're going to make the story again about a story, just so they can retool Trump. Listen in.
President Trump is doubling down on his defense of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after the latest allegation of sexual misconduct. The president calls it a smear, while Democrats say the FBI failed to check out that claim a year ago before Kavanaugh was confirmed. Nancy Cordes is on Capitol Hill. Nancy, have we heard from Kavanaugh himself about this?
Anthony, Kavanaugh has not responded to this new allegation, though in the past he has denied the other accusations. President Trump, on the other hand, not staying quiet. He is taking on a familiar target, the New York Times, for publishing and then adjusting this story.
I call for the resignation of everybody at the New York Times involved in the Kavanaugh smear story.
President Trump defended the Supreme Court justice he appointed against a new accusation of sexual misconduct. Over the weekend, the New York Times published an excerpt from a book written by two of its reporters. In it, a classmate at Yale says he saw Kavanaugh expose himself to a female student at a party in the 1980s. The Times later issued a clarification, noting that the female student declined to be interviewed for the book, and friends say that she does not recall the incident.
Okay, so they're still talking about this as a new allegation. Totally, and so they kind of go to a part of it unproven, but they don't say an unproven allegation, a new allegation. And this is just amazes me how they're doing this. Let's continue on with Nancy Cordes, a reason to slam Trump.
We all remember this pattern from last time around. Shoot first, correct the facts later.
Republicans slammed Democrats calling for Kavanaugh's impeachment.
This is not an allegation. It's barely a third-hand rumor.
But Democrats are still questioning the thoroughness of the FBI's background investigation into Kavanaugh.
It was a sham.
Delaware Democrat Chris Coons said he was aware of the Yale allegation during the confirmation hearings and wrote to the FBI asking it to investigate.
The FBI did not thoroughly investigate credible allegations, and I think it's important that we all know why.
Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley is introducing an impeachment inquiry resolution into Kavanaugh in the House today, but it's unlikely to go anywhere because the man who would likely lead that inquiry, Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, says he's already got his hands full, Tony, with his impeachment inquiry into President Trump.
Okay, so again, they're doing this as if it's a fresh story. And they're not going in and picking up the phone and calling the people and asking them. They're not doing it. They're just doing a story about a story.
Right.
This is absolutely incredible. Okay. Now, the person who blew them out of the water is Molly Hemingway, who has wrote extensively about Brett Kavanaugh and what he has done and the kind of the misgivings and things that happened. So here's Molly Hemingway on Kavanaugh's story on Fox and Friends this morning.
Molly, how did you have the free time, which you did this weekend, legitimately, realistically change the direction of a story? I mean, before you got involved, all these presidential candidates were calling for an impeachment of Justice Kavanaugh.
Well, it just shows the importance of actually knowing what you're talking about. And I was able to read that book, so I knew that they had left out the most important piece of information. And they should have included it in their story. There's no defense for not including the fact that their supposed allegation against Kavanaugh was based on a false premise. The woman involved says she had no recollection of it.
I thought what was most important this weekend, you want to hear from those writers and why they left certain information out. They had an explanation. There are two women from New York Times that wrote this article based on that book. Robin Pogrebin and then Kate Kelly. Here is Robin speaking about what was taken out of her original article, she says. Listen.
We had her name, and you know, the Times doesn't usually include the name of the victim. And so I think in this case, the editors felt like maybe it was probably better to remove it. And in removing her name, they removed the other reference to the fact that she didn't remember it. So I think it was just sort of an editing, you know, done in the haste of, in the editing process.
Were you involved in the decision to amend this and do the correction on the addition online to the piece?
We felt like this, there was so much heat. You know, there's so much, everyone has been kind of seizing on various aspects of this that we certainly didn't want this to be an issue anymore. And we certainly never intended to mislead in any way.
Molly, they never intended to mislead, and the editors were just acting in haste. They happened to forget to put in her friends that are, they actually took it out. Her friends said that she had no recollection of the event. She declined to be interviewed, and the female's name.
Yes, so I do agree that the editors are also responsible. It shouldn't just be the reporters, but really the entire institution is to blame, and they shouldn't just pass it off on the reporters. Having said that, in an NPR interview that aired yesterday, these reporters did the exact same thing. They made it sound like they had a credible story about a woman, and they hid the fact that the woman denied it ever happening.
Really?
You cannot blame
that
on editors. Yep. It's an hour-long interview. Plenty of time.
Okay, so, and that's exactly what Nancy Cordes just did. She made it sound like a brand new story, new allegation. She called it new. She didn't call it unconfirmed allegation, a new allegation. Mm-hmm. That's actually not new because they knew about it. Kuhn said he knew about it during the confirmation hearing, which was a year ago. These people are just so undermining the integrity and credibility of the media because of the way they're handling this stuff. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, will be back right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Showdown, bad dream, what's your name? Looks
Let's continue on with Molly Hemingway here. And she's the one that basically outed these folks because she read the material and went through what the problem was. So on the New York Times writers themselves, listen in.
So she's really dumping on the editor of the opinion section of the Times because saying I put it in there and they cut it out in haste when she was probably selling that angle. Now, there's a report today the New York Times news section walked away from the story. They said that there wasn't enough in it. That's how it ended up in the opinion section. And the Washington Post said we had it a year ago, not enough there to print it. What does that say to you?
Well, I mean, I think that's obvious that there's not enough there to go into a news section. And it really says something about what their standards were in reporting this. Now, I recently wrote a book on the Kavanaugh confirmation, mm-hmm. Justice on Trial. We interviewed more than 100 people. We got all of our facts right. We didn't traffic in gossip. And we've told the accurate story of what happened. So I know it can be done. And there's no excuse for how they did this.
I really like Molly Hemingway, writer for The Federalist. It's very good. She's very thorough. Let's continue on with Molly because we have to get some other people here. No account, accountability, and making false statements.
Molly, though, this gives ammunition to the president and the president's supporters to say, hey, look, the New York Times are out to get me and my guys.
Yes, that does give ammunition because it's absolutely true that they're running some kind of campaign against this man and that they're unwilling to let it go. And even though they did correct their story to admit that the entire premise was false, they kept going yesterday. They're still running stories about impeachment, which is really an absurd idea. At some point, decent people are going to have to stand up against this. I mean, it is worth noting that no one's been held accountable for what's been done to this man. No one on the Senate Judiciary Committee was held accountable for their violation of norms. The attorneys who lied to their clients were not held accountable. The criminal referrals that were sent to the Department of Justice for false statements, no action has been taken on them. And the media keep being allowed to continue in this smear campaign. I think decent people, regardless of their politics, are just looking at this and saying, is there no end to this? When will they stop?
The criminal referrals that were made to the Department of Justice, people who, you know, supposedly were not factual in their testimony, is there no consequence for lying in front of Congress?
Apparently not, because those referrals were made and there is no indication of any action. I actually put in...
Why is that?
I actually requested to find out from the Department of Justice if any action had been taken and have not heard back of any action taken. It is important that people be held accountable for making false statements, but not just the people who made false statements, but the people who trafficked in them. There were senators who violated committee norms and procedures. There's a new chairman of that committee, Lindsey Graham. He did a really interesting thing during the hearing. He said something that people found really interesting. But no action has been taken. There are so many things you could be doing to investigate just how that letter leaked or why people violated norms and procedures. But those things are important to do.
And here's what the problem is. The fact that they didn't do that, they didn't go and investigate particularly the allegations and the Avenatti and all that, and where did that come from, and did they go and interview, and did anybody lie to the FBI? Then what's going to happen is they are going to do it again. The next conferee that goes up there that is going to be conservative for the Supreme Court, all the stops are going to go in there. It's going to be a repeat of Kavanaugh. And what they're doing is they're sending a signal to somebody who's going to be a nominee, you're going to be raked over the coals. That's what they're telling them. They're basically trying to intimidate them through this. Let's continue on with Molly Hemingway here and talk about their focus or lack thereof.
Do you know what they're focusing on now? The FBI didn't do a thorough investigation in the extra 2 weeks before they voted. Remember when Flake got together with Coons and they decided to not vote and put it off for a week? Now
yes.
That's the focus.
They're actually saying that someone should be impeached because the FBI didn't investigate a situation where a woman says she was not the victim of any crime. That doesn't make any sense, and there should be tough questions asked of people who even make that sound like that's a legitimate thing to do. I realize that it was difficult for a certain group of people to lose the 2016 election, but what has happened in the intervening years is a temper tantrum that just refuses to accept that reality, whether it's the Russia hoax or the Kavanaugh hoax or whatever the next hoax is going to be. And so people need to be held accountable when they perpetrate these kinds of things against the American people.
Or else it'll never stop. And FBI Director Wray is going to be on Capitol Hill in October, and you know all the questions are going to be about this. Even though we're in the middle of this little problem we're having with Iran, and there's so much international, so many international challenges that we have.
Well, Ray should be asked some questions about what the FBI was doing over the course of the last few years. But I would say focus on, again, the Russia hoax and that agency's role in perpetuating it.
Anyways, I'm getting a little worried about Christopher Wray and what he's doing out here. But and they're trying to push back on the FBI. And I think what we're going to find out is they did do an inquiry, but found out nobody knew anything, and so they just dropped it. Because there wasn't anything. Making this stuff out of whole cloth is just absolutely ridiculous. Now, Brett Hume, who also we've been seeing more about him out there, he's kind of, they're pulling him off the shelf as kind of the older and wiser guy. He's going to be talking about New York Times Now and then the New York Times Then.
Women's March and other progressive groups are readying a march against Justice Kavanaugh on the anniversary of his confirmation. The New York Times is facing intense scrutiny from both sides of the aisle for making a major revision to its recent article about a resurfaced sexual assault allegation against the newest Supreme Court justice. Here's an excerpt from the editor's note. The book reports that the female student declined to be interviewed, and friends say that she does not recall the incident. That information has been added to the article. Let's bring in Fox News senior analyst, political analyst, Britt Hume. Britt, Senator Chuck Grassley was the chairman of the Judiciary Committee during the Kavanaugh confirmation. He blasted the New York Times. Take a listen.
I frequently refer to reporters, journalists, as the police of our democratic system. But today I'm reminded of a very old adage. Who will watch the watchman?
You've been in the news business a long time. How high does this failure go at the newspaper?
Well, it's hard to know, but there was a time, and it wasn't many years ago, Mike, when the New York Times simply would not have done anything like this. I can remember back in the early days of the Reagan administration in the 80s when reporters for the Washington Post, for example, were editorializing like mad in their coverage of Reaganomics, the President Reagan's economic program, which was, you know, being battled about in Congress. Sure. And the New York Times didn't do that. The New York Times covered it fair and square, straight ahead, and that was the way the Times was. And of course, one of the things that was it was kind of a national treasure, really, because, you know, a newspaper with enormous reach, mm-hmm. huge circulation, big market,
sure.
bureaus all over the world, much of which it still has. What has changed, though, is that the longstanding tradition of neutral news coverage is gone. And the Times now finds itself in these situations where it pursues, as it did, for example, the Trump-Russia collusion story, mm-hmm. you know, which was, it turns out, was nothing to it. The story completely collapsed in the end. In the old days, the New York Times would have been much, much more reticent about that. They would have covered the controversy about it,
right.
But they wouldn't have embarked on that wild goose chase the way they did. And this kind of thing that we're seeing over the weekend wouldn't have happened because the Times is different. And the editor of the Times, that Times, a man named Abe Rosenthal, legendary editor, kind of a eccentric guy. I was talking to him about going to work there one time, and he said to me that he wanted to be remembered as the man who, quote, kept the paper straight. And I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. The paper was so straight, I didn't know what he was worried about. Right. Well, now we know. And in fact, that saying, he kept the paper straight, is on Abe Rosenthal's gravestone. So he was holding back the tide, and he did for many years, but now the tide is running.
Yeah, Rosenthal is a legend right there, because he was, during my time, he was there. And it really, I mean, I didn't like the New York Times. I'm with Roger Stone. All the news is fit to print with a liberal tint. But I respected them for their influence that they had. And anybody's ever been to New York down by Times Square and you see the old gray lady, the building, you kind of go, yeah, this is, a lot of history has been made here. But it ain't that way now. I can tell you that. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back with more right after this.
Your name, just like we're riding on the same train.
going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Former Trump campaign chair Corey Lewandowski is testifying today before a House committee investigating possible obstruction of justice by the president. Lewandowski so far refusing to answer questions about his meetings with President Trump.
Congressman, the White House has directed I not disclose the substance of any discussions with the president's advisors to protect executive branch confidentiality.
The White House has blocked two other former aides from appearing, claiming immunity. At least 22 people, including six military personnel, have died from a suicide attack in Kabul, Afghanistan. A government official there says more than three dozen others were wounded. Veteran ABC News and NPR journalist and political commentator Cokie Roberts has died.
And when you're in the Senate, you have to cast votes.
Her family says Roberts died from complications linked to her battle with breast cancer. She was 75. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Endless summer continues, and so does our drought. For today, sunny, very hot, still dry, high near 100. The record for today, by the way, is 102. Clear skies tonight, overnight low temperature 73. Tomorrow, upper 90s to near 100. We'll tease the record for tomorrow, which is 100, just hot and dry. Then Thursday and Friday, a little better on the temperatures, highs 90 to 92, lows at night mid-60s Thursday night and Friday night. That is better, but still dry Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fall officially begins Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, hey, whoa, whoa. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228 is where we are. Continue on with Brett Hume here. He's going to be talking about in the response that people have gotten about the New York Times article where people have pushed back on it, Molly Hemingway and company, they're basically saying that these people are just partisan. And the New Yorker, which is a very liberal publication, basically floated that yesterday.
Jane Mayer of The New Yorker called criticism of the New York Times story. Partisan attacks like this are why people feel they can't afford to speak out. They are designed to intimidate witnesses and distract from the truth. Your reaction, Britt?
Well, there may be some of that going on, but that's not what this is about. I mean, this criticism of the New York Times on this story is entirely valid, and it is not designed to intimidate witnesses. In fact, if you look at this story, the alleged witness in this case was somebody that the writers hadn't even talked to, and the alleged victim was somebody who was told friends that she did not remember the incident. So I don't know what that has to do with what Jane is talking about, and her own reporting on this story, going back to during the confirmation hearings, has been called into question, and that wasn't partisan either. She got called out for a bad story, and it wasn't the first time.
Yeah, definitely not the first time. Okay, so Jason Napolitano is going to be weighing in here. And Kavanaugh's, on the Kavanaugh story, and he may actually have a case. I don't think he'll do anything with it, but he may have a case.
Wall Street Journal op-ed examining the accusations against Justice Brett Kavanaugh, arguing it's all part of a left-wing campaign to push their progressive agenda.
Here to weigh in is Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, they say this is an assault on justice.
Well, it's certainly an effort to undermine Brett Kavanaugh as a credible legal thinker and member of the Supreme Court. Remember, the Supreme Court doesn't have an army to enforce its rulings. Its rulings are enforced because of the credibility that the legal community and the judicial community puts in these nine justices. And if you begin diminishing one of them for reasons having nothing to do with his intellectual understanding of the law, that will undermine the court. Right. Now, we don't know exactly what happened here. Did the FBI know about this and not investigate it? That's a serious issue. Were the questions to then Judge Kavanaugh sufficient to have triggered an explanation of this, and did he not answer truthfully? That's a serious issue. Can he be impeached? Look, the Constitution says impeachment is for treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. This phrase is not in the Constitution, but we understand it to mean committed during office. It also would pertain to committed while attempting to get into office.
I can help you with this. Steyer, according to Chuck Grassley, who's chairman of Judiciary, he never heard of this Steyer accusation, and we know the victim doesn't remember anything.
Steyer's the alleged witness. The victim says she doesn't remember anything.
Steyer, also, who is a Bill Clinton devotee and attorney for Bill Clinton during the Kavanaugh, during the Monica Lewinsky, guess who was on the prosecution team? Brett Kavanaugh.
Wow.
He was on the Ken Starr team.
Small world.
So here's the guy who was investigating, with one of the investigators with Ken Starr against on the Monica Lewinsky case against Bill Clinton. And this guy who all of a sudden sees this but can't get any confirmation of it is one of the attorneys for Bill Clinton.
Wow.
How about that? Guess you don't hear a lot about that in the news, do you?
No.
Little Danny boy had to come up with that. Let's continue on with Jason Napolitano, New York Times, Kavanaugh story. He could have a case here.
And Steyer and Grassley said, I talked to my staff. We never heard anything about him.
Right. So according to the New York Times, Steyer and two others claim to have witnessed this. According to Senator Jeff Koons, he informed the FBI. According to Senator Grassley, they know nothing about it. Did the FBI drop the ball? Was the FBI restrained in its efforts to look at this because the president wanted the confirmation hearings over? Here's an interesting one. Can Justice Kavanaugh sue the New York Times?
For libel.
Well, we know the standard is
actual malice.
Correct. Actual malice means, did the New York Times publish something they knew was false, or did they publish it in reckless disregard to whether it was true or false? Is leaving out of the article the true statement that the victim does not recall this alleged event reckless disregard for the truth? He may actually have a case there. However, this is not going to happen.
Right.
He doesn't want to sue the New York Times. That's going to open up a Pandora's box for him.
I thought it was a good explanation on Judge Napolitano's part of what is reckless. And that did seem to me kind of the standard for it. Okay, so Trey Gowdy is going to comment talking about the Dems that instantly go to the impeach clause here. Listen in.
What's your reaction to the fact that six 2020 Democrat presidential contenders instantly, when this story came out, kind of scrambled to get in front of each other to say that now he must be impeached?
Yeah, one of whom's a former law professor, one of whom's a former prosecutor. They all want to be the leader of the free world. But Martha, impeachment is tantamount to the death penalty. And that's not hyperbolic. It is the political death penalty. So these six are willing to give the death penalty in a case where the putative victim doesn't even recall the incident. The putative eyewitness is a Democrat lawyer who's never been examined or cross-examined. And if he is a D.C. lawyer, why didn't he bring it up when Brett Kavanaugh was up for the D.C. Court of Appeals? That's a really important court. So why should the people that appear before him be victimized by him on the D.C. Court of Appeals? He didn't say a word. Why not bring it up then? So those facts, no victim, an eyewitness, no one has corroborated, no one's examined or cross-examined, and failed to bring it up when he had an opportunity in the past. Six Democrats are willing to give the death penalty for that.
Excellent point, and particularly on the part about the when he was moved up to the federal court. Why didn't anybody say any of this stuff then? And if it happened during Yale, and as Kavanaugh said, well, it would have been a scandal in Yale, and everybody would have known about it, and nobody knew anything about it. I like Troy Gowdy, and I like the way he's handling this, and also the way the presumed innocent, his approach to things.
I think about the responsibility that the New York Times had in this story, which, as I said, sent six of these candidates, you know, into this impeachment sort of, you know, fury. You have Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, Julian Castro, all announcing on Sunday that he must be impeached. And I think about the New York Times headline, which sort of sent them in this direction, which really should have said that this person had come forward and claims that this happens, but the woman that he's speaking about doesn't recall the incident. To me, I mean, that's a fair headline and a fair characterization of what happened. Others on the Hill are, you know, speaking out about this. This is Mitch McConnell, Trey, speaking today. I'd like to get your reaction to what he says here.
Part of a deliberate effort to attack judicial independence. Just a few weeks ago, some Senate Democrats nakedly threatened the Supreme Court justices in writing. Our colleagues sent the court an outlandish brief, gravely intoning that the Supreme Court is not well. Here was the punchline.
Listen.
Either issue rulings we like or we'll pack the court.
He's arguing that this is part of the bigger picture, Trey.
Mitch is right and Lindsey's right, too. The end justifies the means. They really think that we're going to have back alley abortions if certain people are put on the Supreme Court, that your civil rights will be violated, that your kids won't be able to go to school. They sell that. And there's no accountability. I was on your show last week, Martha. I said Andy McCabe is presumed innocent. That wasn't popular. It's just accurate. How many Democrats have said that about Brett Kavanaugh? How many of them have said, you know what? Let's examine and cross-examine this putative eyewitness. Let's ask him why he didn't bring it up when Brett was up for the D.C. Court of Appeals. They want to impeach him. They want to give the death penalty. I'd rather say you're presumed innocent. Let's be fair to him.
Spot on with that. Spot on. And I think that that really helps out with their a sliver of their base. But let me tell you something. If you're independent, you're Catholic, for example, and you're listening to this impeach Kavanaugh stuff, I think that that is going to be a no-sell area for the middle part of Pennsylvania, that Lancaster. You know, they talk about Pittsburgh and Philadelphia with Alabama in between. That's that part of the middle part of Pennsylvania that is going to not like this. I think that I'm really looking forward to seeing the primary in those areas to see how the ones that said impeach do in those middle part of the state. That will be interesting, to say the least. Let's go with Kevin McCarthy was on with Fox and Friends this morning. Did I do that right? Or am I missing one here? Hold on one second. No, let's stay with that. It's Kevin McCarthy was on with Fox and Friends this morning talking about the Dems and the Judicial Committee, which we were just seeing some fireworks with Corey Lewandowski and Nadler.
Several Democratic hopefuls pushing to impeach Justice Kavanaugh, you know that. But House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler made it clear he's focusing on somebody else.
Frankly, we are concentrating our resources on determining whether to impeach the president. Personally, I think the president ought to be impeached.
Well, that's great. Here to react, House Minority Leader, Congressman Kevin McCarthy. Congressman, big of Nadler not to give up on Kavanaugh to focus on the president.
Well, it's an imaginary impeachment. Nobody in America wants this. There are no facts for it. And here's Nadler, who campaigned to become chairman on the whole basis that he'd be best for impeachment the day after the election. This is something he wants to do regardless of the fact, but it's imaginary. He's not doing anything for it. But what should this committee be doing? The crisis at our border, immigration, the review of all these tech companies. This is the committee that has jurisdiction over it. He's doing nothing. Or what about bringing in Inspector General Horowitz, who just had this whole report on the Department of Justice? That's what normal Congresses do in the committee. They bring in any Inspector General that investigated. Think about all the stuff that he found about Comey and everything else. Shouldn't you at least have a hearing on that? But he's too busy in some imaginary thing.
But here's the leader, McCarthy, is that he actually could do that because Comey was just as hard on Hillary Clinton, you could argue, as he was on President Trump. And there's plenty of controversy there to hone in on and maybe talk about reforming the FBI and stop the political process. So you look at the Democratic Party and say, why are they focusing on impeachment? They did a poll. Only 10% of Democrats believe the president they should go forward with impeachment hearings.
It's not just the poll. If you go out on the presidential campaign with Democrats, nobody asked about it. They just had a full debate. Not one question about impeachment, but the other sad news is there wasn't one question about the economy because the Democrats had nothing to do with making this strong economy. The strongest one we've had in the last 50 years, they don't want to talk about it because that's the reason why President Trump is going to get reelected.
He used the phrase made up impeachment. I noticed that when I was watching the hearing, that's what Collins used too.
Yes.
So that's obviously in the phraseology here, and I think it's a very good one.
And of all people, Brian Stelter, you know, the bald looking dude?
Yeah.
On CNN. He admitted yesterday that the Democrats are losing the messaging war on impeachment. They're all over the place. They're putting too many ornaments on the tree and can't pick which one to grab off the tree to charge the president with. And that's not it. Ever since Russia kind of fell apart, like there wasn't any clear collusion or conspiracy, they've been in trouble.
That is a, when you go through and you look at what are the reasons to elect a Republican, that's one of the reasons. That's why I think we're going to take back the House. David Plouffe, who is the campaign manager for Obama, he is saying the same thing also. And Axelrod's saying the same thing. They're going, this is a losing proposition. You guys need to cut it out. Let me do one more Kevin McCarthy before I go. Can I do that? Okay, Kevin McCarthy here talking about House retirements. Does he have the answer for this? Listen in.
So you have more retirements on the right in a quest to get the House back, which I know is your goal and make your speaker more than likely. You had about 15 retirements already, some of them in key districts in Texas. How do you explain that?
You know what? 2 years ago, we had a key retirement too. Ted Poe, loved the man, amazing man. But I never knew of this man named Dan Crenshaw. Dan Crenshaw has now come in. He's doing a tremendous job, former Navy SEAL. This is healthy. And all the retirements except one on this cycle is in a safe seat, is in a safe Republican seat. I think it's healthy. I had one member come to me who's been on the ballot since 1988, and he says, I can't give you 100% to go win the majority. So let's bring some new people in at the same time. This is about a revolution, not a retirement.
Right. A couple of things.
Let's remember what just happened in North Carolina.
Right.
We just won two seats. In 2018, we had only won that seat by 900 votes. Dan Bishop just won it by more than 4,000. That simple increase would automatically increase 13 more seats in Congress, and we only need 19 for the majority.
Now, the seat he was talking about that is in question is Hurd's seat in Texas. But think about Martha Roby's seat. That is a safe seat. But I think it may get redistricted out.
And before we go to this break, Friday's a special day because there's a 40% off deal at a certain place.
Oh, right? Man, Dan Black Studios?
Indeed.
We're in the countdown mode.
It's amazing.
Friday is the last day for getting the, but you need to start it today. You need to call Dan at Dan Black Studio and say, Dan, I just heard Dan Morris say something that I think you've got brain damage over. You're giving 40% off? He goes, yeah, I am. I know. But I'm doing it for Dan Morris Show listeners. You need to call them. You need to tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Joey, thanks for reminding me of that.
Absolutely. And that number, folks, 676-1734.
And guys, I need to run out early to get my finger looked at. So Joey's going to take out the last segment of the Dan Morris Show. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Joey Clark's going to pick it up from here. Adios. As out with other guys, here's the moral and the story from the
to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back, folks. The very end of the Dan Morris Show in just about 7 shopping minutes. The happy hour with Greg Budell will soon begin. Let's finish up with Kevin McCarthy. He's now going to comment on gun legislation that's making its way through the House, as well as I believe we are expecting legislation to be put forth by the Trump administration, by the White House. So let's see what Kevin McCarthy has to say.
This week, the president says the word is going to come out with some type of gun reform. What are your hopes in it, if anything?
Well, we've had a lot of good discussions about this. And this is the difference with Democrats. Look how they don't believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in getting the facts. They just want to lash out. Here's a president who's sitting down with law enforcement, with both sides of the aisle. Give me all the information and let's find some solution to the problem.
Politically, is it smart for a Republican president to do something on guns when it is has a lot to do with his base?
It's smart for any president to solve a problem to make sure this doesn't happen again. Just as the president took away the bump stock that the Obama administration put in after Las Vegas, just as he did something with the National Instant Criminal Background Check when he saw what happened in Texas.
So you think something's going to happen this week?
I know this president, he tries to find solutions, and I think, I'm not for sure if it's this week, but I know he's gathering the information, because nobody wants this to carry on and continue.
And lastly, 10 seconds, USMCA, is it going to get a vote?
There's one person who decides that, but let me tell you this, in the last month, Mexico became our number one trader, Canada became number two, we're negotiating with China to make the next century ours. America would be stronger if we have USMCA passed before the president sits down with Xi Jinping in November.
And we'll see what Nancy Pelosi says. She has not told you what she's going to do.
She has not told
me. But if you put it for a vote, you think it'll pass?
I know it will pass.
Yeah, and hopefully they get that trade deal done with Mexico and Canada. That would be a big deal. Very quickly, weird story here, and really tragic story here. Polly Williams on some ISIS fighters in Syria claiming they're American.
This morning, we're hearing a new message apparently from the reclusive leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. ISIS lost its last territory in Syria in March, but remains a terror threat. Baghdadi called for his followers to carry out attacks and demanded the release of ISIS prisoners. Holly Williams went to a high-security prison, rather, holding ISIS fighters in Syria. She brings us an exclusive report from the northeast of the country. Holly, what did you see?
We were actually the first ever camera crew allowed inside this high-security prison. Now, you may remember that President Trump recently demanded that European countries take their nationals who joined ISIS here in Syria home. So what we did not expect to find was prisoners who told us they were American. So you were born in Belgium?
Yes.
The prison is like the United Nations.
You're from Holland?
Yes.
You're from the Netherlands?
Yes.
except everyone here is accused of joining ISIS.
I'm from Germany.
They signed up for an Islamic paradise, but ended up living 50 to a cell, some with terrible injuries from the battlefield.
Are you American or you're American?
Yes.
Liram Soleimani told us he left his home in Chicago to live under ISIS in 2015, and he's unrepentant.
The choices that I made in somebody's eyes are the wrong choices, so I face jail time.
Were they the wrong choices in your eyes? Do you think you made the wrong choices?
No, just wanted to live under Islamic law.
There are about 5,000 prisoners inside this jail, and the guards say many of them are dangerous.
Yes, of course we are fighting people in a fight against the likes of ISIS, but we are also fighting an ideology. And it's one thing to be able to defeat certain people. It's another thing in the long haul to defeat an ideology, and it will take some time. Let's continue on with this story.
If they escape, there are fears they'll rejoin ISIS insurgents who continue to carry out attacks.
They've kind of organized him to pretend that he's sick, and then they've called the guards in.
The guards showed us this attempted prison break from 4 days ago.
And then they pull the door off its hinges, and they charge even further down the corridor.
They want to send the foreign prisoners home, but in most cases, their own governments don't want them back, even when they're children.
We met another prisoner here who identified himself as a 17-year-old US citizen from New York City. He told us his parents took him to join ISIS. He didn't want to appear on camera.
But like nearly all of the foreigners here, he is desperate to leave.
Do you want to go back to the US?
Of course. I'm going to die soon here. I'm sick. I do not get any medical attention.
If you go back to the US, you're almost certainly facing a prison term.
I know.
The Syrian militia group that runs the prison, along with several others, told us that if foreign governments won't take their citizens home, they should at least help to better secure the prisons here to prevent a mass escape.
Yeah, the news cycle's always churning and things go out of sight, out of mind, but the mess in Syria is still there and some cleanup is still necessary. What a crazy world. I know I keep saying that, folks, but it's true. That does it for the Dan Moore Show. Next, Happy Hour with Greg Budell. Stay tuned.